Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. Who's on the line?
Hey, Mike, this is Steve Carrington, Palmer Mayor.
Mayor Steve Carrington, thank you for calling in today. We're doing this a little differently because I'm still out of state, but I want to make sure we get this down so I can broadcast your sense of what happened at Tuesday's council meeting. I was able to watch it on a video, and that was a nice perspective because I learned some things by doing that. But you covered a lot of ground. You had a lengthy report from the manager. Maybe you want to hit the highlights of what that produced.
Yeah, the manager had a few things she was reporting on, and then she invited Public Works Director Jude Billifer up to give a report who covered a few different things, but kind of the notable one that got our interest was the pathway project from the airport out to SBS near the fairgrounds.
Right. That was a very interesting discussion around that. Describe for listeners what he was seeing as a possibility.
Well, apparently it's been kind of in the, I guess you could call it planning works. Sounds like a couple of years that DOT and the borough have been having conversations about putting a path there. And I think the original number they were looking at is like to go from, you know, down by the job car by the airport there down towards the fairgrounds was going to be like $2.4 million,
It was going to be $1 million plus, somewhere in the millions. But this was going to be, I thought a really great solution, much better in some respects, but it was going to encounter the people who are interested in preserving railroad tracks.
Yes, and I guess the interesting part is, I think I remember hearing, you know, someone telling me about the idea, and I go, oh, that's an interesting idea. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what comes up. But we haven't heard anything, so this is like, they're kind of well into the planning stage and looking to maybe start building soon. It's like, wait a minute. The city of Palmer actually owns that railroad spur that goes from the railroad tracks down to the airport. So that's actually our property, and seems like you should be talking to a property owner a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, the other part to it was, I think Councilwoman Hudson, once again, digging through the archives and coming up with a statement by the city that they supported the use of those tracks by Engine 557. This was done some time ago, and then it was also counterpointed by a gentleman representing one of the housing areas there who said, we oppose 557 being there, and when the city did what they did, they didn't consult with us.
Yes, and that was, because the resolution was it 2017?
Yeah, about 8 years ago, some time ago, right.
Yeah, it's kind of made me go, okay, I might want to go dig back into some of the minutes from meeting, see if, you know, was there any discussion at that time about it. So, yeah, it brought up some interesting questions. Kind of the bottom line from probably the borough perspective is they were, I think I found my notes that originally they were projecting $2.4 million, but it would be down closer to like $700,000 if they utilized the spur bed for that path. Yeah, and there's a certain attraction to that in the sense that you have a path that is not right on, you know, the 50-mile-an-hour
roadway
speed on Springer out there.
Yeah, and
it's just a concerning on the lack of communication.
Right. The processes of it. I can also speak to it having ridden a bike on the Springer, or for that matter, along bike paths that are along highways. They're very noisy. And this would provide something of a quiet place. In any case, I look forward to the further discussions involving that. But the manager also, I thought, spoke a little bit about the library progress. Maybe sum that up.
Yeah, she mentioned the library project, and things are, I think I used the term percolating along, and that she was going to schedule Gary Wolf to I think the next meeting on the 24th, and do a presentation on, you know, what some of his costs have been and where we're at. Because I think he's supposed to be getting plans ready for bid at this point.
Right. And did she speak at all to the demo time about when that might happen? Because that seems to be pretty much coming up next.
she didn't speak to when, other than I believe it might be today or tomorrow. Is maybe today is the deadline, and tomorrow they will start looking at the proposals.
Okay.
And, you know, so we get to see, okay, how much are people wanting to charge, and how well does that fit into budgets and all the rest.
Right. The rest of it was pretty pro forma. I thought you had two work sessions dealing with interesting topics. How did those two come out?
And they were committee of the whole, which is, you know, where we kind of relaxed the rules so we can have a discussion. And the first one was with Deputy Clerk Benji Johnson, talking about the benefit of maybe making her acting clerk as opposed to deputy clerk. There's a little more power and authority, which, you know, we don't have a clerk, so we kind of need to do something.
Right.
But then the discussion kind of went, so, you know, the same, well, what if we wanted to offer her the job so we don't have to go through the whole search process, et cetera? So it looks like we're kind of looking at heading, we declared her acting clerk.
Okay.
And then working on basically, you know, a contract and see if we can't make her the actual clerk.
And then you wouldn't go through a longer search. But this also brings up the point that at the present time, as I understand from the manager, that you're using the external HR company for HR services and haven't determined who would be on site HR.
Right. The HR manager, I think it is, position is still open, and or she reopened it. She did some interviews, she didn't end up with an actual successful candidate. So that process is still ongoing, as well as search for, was it the police chief and
a replacement for
development director.
Right, okay. Well, that sounds like you were able to accomplish something in the first work session. And then there was the second session dealing with residency requirements. How did that turn out?
Quite interesting, in the sense of, in my marriage report, I kind of described, hey, I did a little bit of research and found that Kodiak has a similar residency requirement for the manager, and they put it on their ballot last year to try to change the charter, and it failed. And you know, I just kind of, my discussion was, one of my, you know, theoretical ideas I've come up with is, what if we looked at the Water Sewer District, which is a much larger area than our city limits, but it's an area that we have responsibility for as a city, for water and sewer, and that area is recognized by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. That, well, that went through a lot of discussion and permutations, and I guess we came out of Committee of the Whole a little too quick because we didn't have things quite formulated. We ended up directing the city attorney to come up with options for us to look at a change in residency requirement for the directors. We didn't actually talk about the city manager one.
Okay. So, well, that's a lot of ground to have covered. What other things would you like to highlight that happened at that meeting for listeners before we finish up?
Well, we appointed a couple people to the Airport Advisory Committee.
Right.
For commission. And we bought a lawnmower, or I should say a turf star mower for the golf course, for the greens.
Right. That was a big deal. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to comment a bit here about watching the meeting through the video. It was, I have to do a shout out to both Herb Bishop, assisted on occasion a little bit by Amy Bouchatz, who covered the meeting. He did a really nice job. The video came out well, and we'll be making that, of course, available to people to watch. There were a number of people watching during the time. But once again, if you can share this with the people who speak, it makes a difference how people use microphones.
Yes.
And I found myself as a viewer saying, I wanted to say to one or another person, use the microphone. Because when you spoke, I have to tell you, you did well. And generally, when people came up to speak, particularly Jude Bilifer, he uses the microphone. He's got a good voice. He speaks clearly. And it makes a lot of difference if someone is going to say something and it's going to be actually heard by other people who may want to take it in to make some kind of decision.
Yes, yes. Yes, many people have difficulty with microphones.
Right.
And that is a good, very good reminder. And probably should mention, especially with the weather looking so gorgeous, that we've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday is Colony Days in Palmer, so there'll be a lot of activities.
Right. And we'll be returning for all of that, and we'll be marching in the parade on Saturday.
All right.
And we will also have our video camera up outside our studio, so we'll be streaming live so that people who can't get there or people who are in the parade and would like to see what they look like can look at it later. So all that's going to be up. Looking forward to it all. Mr. Mayor, any last comment?
Well, then just I think the following week, Juneteenth is celebrated downtown Palmer on next Thursday, the 19th of June.
Right.
And this will be, I think, the fourth annual one. So there's food trucks and activities and events. I think it was 2 to 7, if I remember right.
Right. And I've done an interview with Andre, who is an organizer for that, and we'll be broadcasting the detail as we get closer to the event. Thank you very much for calling in today, Mr. Mayor. Stay well out there.
All right. You too, Mike. Thank you very much.
Yep. Bye-bye.